Okay, so our discussion tonight is we're gonna get to Rosh Hashanah, but initially we're gonna start somewhere else entirely, and then please God, as we go along, we'll see how it connects to the ideas of Rosh Hashanah. So this is a Gemara that we came across recently in Daf Yomi, and the general discussion over here was about the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. We understand that Goyim are instructed to keep certain basic mitzvahs, and there's a discussion in the Gemara as to what the mitzvahs are exactly. There are opinions, we know there's seven mitzvahs altogether, and there's a debate as to exactly which ones are which, and we'll see. The Gemara over here is going to focus on not so much what's prohibited to a goy, but what is the consequences of a goy that breaks one of the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So I'm going to go through the Gemara with you, and I want to show you that there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim about this Gemara. And in fact, I looked it up in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, it brings it down as a Machlokes Rishonim. And we'll see whether we agree with that. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, this is the first source, Rav Yosef says, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the yeshiva of Rav, Al Sholosh Mitzvos Ben Noach Nerag, for three mitzvahs, a Ben Noach, a Gentile, is killed. And Gesher Siman, the acronym is Gesher, that's the way you can remember them, Al Gilui Arayus, Val Shvichus Domim, Val Birkas Hashem. Birkas Hashem is a euphemism, it means blasphemy, a goy that curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholem. And for all of these three out of the seven, he gets Misa. Maskif Lo Rav Sheishes, what's that? It's Birkas, the Reish of Birkas. Right? Maskif Lo Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes asks a problem with this. Bish L'mashvichus Domim, I understand when it comes to murder, Dichsiv, it says, Shoifech Dom Ha'adom, someone that spills the blood of another man. And how does the pasuk carry on? Ba'adom Domo Yishuvach, that his blood will be spilt by another man. So we see that the Torah gives you a capital punishment for murder. Elahanach Minalu, the remaining two, that is, Gilui Arayus and Birkas Hashem, where do you know them from? Igomar Mishvichus Domim, if you're learning it from murder, which means that you're using murder as a precedent, then afilu kulunami, then all the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach should be punishable by capital punishment. Imishum de'israboi me'ish ish. Or you want to tell me that it's actually included from the words ish ish. Now, where does ish ish come along? That's in the laning of Yom Kippur. When we talk about Gilui Arayus, the parasha starts off ish ish. Now that's talking to a Jew, but you want to tell me maybe that when it's listing the capital punishments of a Jew, it said ish ish twice, le rabois, right, disraboy me ish ish, and that would be to include a Gentile. That means that maybe the capital punishment of a Gentile for Gilui Arayus is in the parasha of the capital punishment for a Jew for Gilui Arayus. Says the Gemara, avodah zarah nami israbi me ish ish. You've then got to also include Avodah Zorah, because the parasha about Avodah Zorah for a Jew starts with the word ish ish. Question mark. And Birkas Hashem are two different things. Avodah Zorah is to worship Avodah Zorah, and Birkas Hashem is to curse a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Chalilah. Those are two different Isurim. Right? But our question is, where do you know that a goy gets a capital punishment for the remaining two? We learn from Rav, Gilui Arayus and Birkas Hashem, and we can't seem to find a possible explanation as to why those three and not all the other seven. Ela Omer Rav Sheishes, Omri Bei Rav, Rav Sheishes said that it was said in the yeshiva of Rav, Al Arba Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag. It actually has to be that for four of them he's killed. What are the four? Shvichus damim, because the parasha says shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam yishofach. And the other three, because by a Jew it says ish ish, and the extra ish will tell you that a goy also gets a capital punishment. That is the first approach. Says the Gemara, bal avodah zarah ben noach nerag, for avodah zarah does a goy get killed? Va'atanya, we learnt in a brisa, when it comes to Avodah Zorah, Dvarim shebeist in Shel Yisrael memisin aleihem, something that a Jewish court would kill for, that means you would kill a Jewish person for, Ben Noach muzhar aleihem, a goy is warned against them. Now that seems to be saying that a Jew is killed for Avodah Zorah, and a goy is simply warned against doing it, but he's not killed for it. And that's the question of the Gemara. Azorah in, there's a warning, yes, misaloi, but it doesn't say anything about death. So we have a Tanaic source that seems to say that a goy just has an azhara against Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, azhara shelohen zuhi misasan. A warning against a goy equals capital punishment. Azhara shelohen zuhi misasan. Their warning is equal to capital punishment. We do not need two separate things of a warning and capital punishment. For a goy, azhara shelohen zuhi misasan. Now those five words are what we're going to speak about tonight. Azhara shelohen zuhi misasan. That when it says by a goy, don't do X, that it comes with a default punishment of misa. That's the simple translation of that concept. Good. Okay, so let's think about this. We're going to think about this. This is our whole discussion to understand those five words. The simplest pshat of what's going on over here is that we're explaining the brisa. The brisa said that by a goy, a Jew is killed and a goy is muzhar, is warned. What are we answering now? What it means is that a goy is warned not to by the Torah, and that by default means that he's going to get put to death. Leave it for a moment. I'm going to come back to this in a moment. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda v'kulu talmidei d'Rav Omri. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda were the two foremost students of Rav, and all the other students of Rav said, Al sheva mitzvahs ben noyach merad. For seven mitzvahs, a goy is killed. Why? Because gali rachmona b'chado, the Torah revealed it to us in one, v'huadin l'kulu, and the same is true for all of them. So let's just summarize what we've seen. We've seen Rav Yosef, who quotes by Rav, that there are three avirus that a goy is killed for. We found individual psukim, shofech dama adam, and ish ish for Gilu Arayis and Birkas Hashem. The problem is there's an ish ish also by Avodah Zarah, so we upgraded that to four. If you're looking for specific psukim by each of the isurim for a goy, there are in fact four that have specific psukim that would say that they get killed. The problem is that we have a braisa that says that a goy has an azhara on Avodah Zarah, which sounds like he doesn't have misa. Answers the Gemara, azharason zuhi misason. The exact words are azhara shelohen zuhi misason. Now, the translation, azhara shelohen zuhi misason. What it means is that when the Torah, the simple understanding is, when the Torah says don't do it, that comes with it by default a capital punishment. Right? For any goy. Now, I want to jump for a moment that you can see how this plays out. If you look, go to the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Chof Vav. Do you see it's the fourth source over here? And this Sefer HaChinuch is talking about Avodah Zarah. And he says, V'zois HaMitzvah, Hi Michlal HaSheva Mitzvahs, it's one of the seven mitzvahs, Shenistabu Kol Bnei HaOilam B'Chlalon, that all of the people in the world are included. Aval Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, Chilukim Yaish B'Pratim Ben Yisrael L'Shar HaUmos. There's a difference between a Jew and a Goyim. V'Hakol Mavur Sham B'Avodah Zarah. Give me one moment. Yeah, let's read on. Umin achilukim, the differences, shebein Yisrael shara umos. What are the differences? Be'inyan ha-mitzvah, samutel es alakolu. What are the differences between a Jew and a goy? She Yisrael lo yischayev lo'oilam. A Jew will never be chayev, v'loy eidim v'asra, without eidim and asra. V'shar ha-umos, ein tzrichim asra. Other nations do not require a hasra, which means a warning by the witnesses, don't do it. Lefi she'ein chiluk bohen bein shogeg l'meizid. Because a goy, we don't differentiate between shogeg and mazid, and the whole function of hasra is to clarify that he knew what he was doing. A goy is liable if he confesses. A Jew needs witnesses. There is another difference. A goy who transgresses any of his mitzvahs always gets the death penalty. This is what Chazal say, azharason zuhi misason. That's the concept of hazarason zuhi misason. The bagoy, all that I need is a lav, and straight away it translates into misa. The Yisrael and a Jewish person, Yischayev, will sometimes be chayev pamim korban, sometimes a korban, pamim malchus, sometimes malchus, pamim misa, sometimes a death penalty, upamim einam ischayev b'kol eile, and sometimes he's not chayev, ele shehu ko'over al mitzvahs melech, someone that goes against the king's instructions, v'nosa avoinu, and he lives with his punishment, he lives with his sin. No. What does the Sefer HaChinuch told us? That by a goy, as harason zuhi misason means, that once you've got a lav, immediately there's mesa. There is no other alternatives. Whereas by a Jew, we separate. There's the azhara, and there is what we call the oinesh. And you find, for example, in Maseches Makkos, many times the Gemara will say, azhara shamanu, you've proven to me that it's forbidden, oinesh minala. But where do I know the punishment from? That's a question that you ask by a Jew. You've proven to me the lav, but how do I know that there is the oinesh? And the way the Sefer HaChinuch is learning this klal of azharason zuhi misason is that by a goy, there's not two stages. As you get the lav, you get the misa. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch explains it. Sorry, Ella, yeah. Tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is all about what is avodah zorah. Okay, you'll come to it. Okay,
sorry.
So you're drifting towards the philosophical side of this, which we'll come to later. That's the connection to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll come there in a moment. What I want to show is that Rashi seems to say something different.
No, excuse me. Yes. Is this they chayev misa from the Sanhedrin?
Yes. We would put in, again, obviously when we're in power, if the Jewish Sanhedrin was in control, and there was a Ger Toshav, a Gentile who was keeping the Shiva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, living in Israel, and he went and he worshipped Avodah Zorah, he would be put to death, and the threshold to convict him is much lower than the threshold for a Jew. Now, look at Rashi, the second source over here. Rashi says, Azhara Shelohem, their Azhara, source number two. Kaloimar, now you're going to read the Rashi with me, and you're going to tell me what he's saying. Kaloimar, kol Azhara, any time that there's the word Azhara, the Tano Tano, that author of a Mishnah writes, Gabe B'nai Noyach, regarding a Gentile, Zui Misa Shelohem, is equal to the Misa for them. Deloi Dayak Behu Tano, the Tana is not particular, Lemisni Misa, to teach Misa, Gabe Chayve Misois, regarding capital cases, V'azhara, and when there's just a warning, B'sha'ein Bo'en Misa, when there's no Misa, Kalagabe Yisrael, like a Jew. What did Rashi say? What is Rashi saying? The principle of Hazharason Zuhi Misason. And how does it differ from the Sefer HaChinuch?
The words are interchangeable.
Rashi's saying something very weird. He's saying something very novel. He's saying something vastly different from the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's go back. What does the Sefer HaChinuch explain the principle of Azharason Zuhi Misason? Translate the word Azhara. What does it mean, a warning? What is an Azhara in the concept of the Sefer HaChinuch? Who said not to do?
He said, allow.
The Torah says it. That means the Sefer HaChinuch is learning that this is an axiom in learning Torah, in learning Chumash, in learning a Pasuk. Azharason, when the Torah says don't do it, Zuhi misason, that means he gets the death penalty. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch, this klal is a klal in Tanakh studies. What does Rashi say? Rashi's saying that it's a klal in learning a Tanaic source. Let's read it again. Rashi says, Azhara shalahen, koloimar, kol azhara de tano tano. Any warning that a Tana teaches, gabe b'nei noyach, zuhi misa shalahem, means the death penalty. Deloi dayak behu tano, because the tano was not particular lemisni misa gabechai v'misos, to specifically say misa when he's liable for death, v'azhora v'sha'en bo'en misa, and to say the word azhora when there's no death, kelegai by Yisrael, as we would do by Yisrael.
When Tana says it by a goy, it means death. When he says it by a Jew,
exactly.
It doesn't mean
when a Tana says it by a goy, it means death, and when he says it by a Jew, it doesn't mean that.
Where does this letter come from?
Azhara Shelohem. Azhara Shelohem Zuhi Misasan. Now Rashi is explaining it as a Tanaic principle, and the Sefer HaChinuch is explaining it as a Torah principle. Now look at Tosfos, the second source. Malkus Tachas Misa Oimedes. Now this is a Gemara earlier on in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, and it's saying that a Jew who gets Malkus, the Malkus in some ways is a substitute for Misa. Says Tosfos, Yesh Meforshim, some explain, Mishum de b'nei noyach, by a Gentile, azharason, zuhi misason. By a goy, the azhara automatically means death. The nitenes le Yisrael malkus, and a Jew gets Malkus al hazharasoi on the prohibition tachas misa de b'nai noyach in place of the death of a goy. What is Tosfos learning? A very deep thing. He's saying that there is a principle by a Jew and there's a principle by a goy. What's the principle by a goy? Hazharasoi zui misasa. If the Torah says don't do it, that means misa. What's the equivalent principle by a Jew? As harason zuhi malkuson. There's a default punishment by a Jew, the same way that there's a default punishment by a goy. A goy gets misa, that's as harason zuhi misason, and a Jew gets malkus, that's the parallel principle. But you clearly see, how is he learning the principle of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak? It's a principle on a Torah level. When the Torah says don't do X, for a Jew the default punishment is misa, it is malkus, and by a goy it is misa. So up to there we seem to have a classic machlokes, Rashi against Tosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch. And in fact, if you open up the Encyclopedia Talmudit, they say that this principle of Asaroson Zuhi Misoson, Rashi explains it as a Tanaic principle, and the others explain it as a Torah principle. Very nice. Rashi seems to... Okay. Yeah. Let's go back into the Gemara. Because what was Rashi commenting on? Rashi was commenting on a problematic brisa. The brisa said that when a Jew worships Avodah Zorah, he gets Misa. And when a goy worships Avodah Zorah, there's an Azhara. And we said, but you've just told me that for Avodah Zorah it says Ish Ish, and therefore a goy gets Misa. So why did the brisa say Azhara? No, Asharasan Zuhi Misasa. So Rashi's explaining to you that in the context of a brisa, so Rashi fits very nicely with the Gemara in front of us, that Asharasan Zuhi Misasa is an explanation of the language choice of a Tana. The language choice of a Tana was to say Asharasan Zuhi Misasa, but he really meant the death penalty. So Rashi fits nicely in the brisa and the flow of the Gemara. But the axiom of Rashi comes out very strange and seems to be going against the Sefer HaChinuch and Tosfos. Is there such an axiom, according to Rashi, of Asaroson Zuhi Misoson as a Torah principle?
So what would Rashi say, Mrs. Azari, in the Torah? Azari,
yes.
Would that be missing?
Good. So let's carry on.
Isn't that what the Tanna is saying? As Azari, in the Torah, when it's mentioned, means they're missing.
Okay, so you want to say that Rashi actually would agree that beneath the concept of the Tanaic principle is maybe a Torah principle as well. And that would seem to be the actual truth. And that's why I disagree with the Encyclopedia Talmudit. Because if you look, Rashi elsewhere says the concept of Asaroson Zui Misoson and explains it like as a Torah principle. And in fact, the Gemara says it explicitly. Look at the Gemara at the very bottom. Talmud Bavli Mesechus Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Ba'omer Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Nochri Shabbas, a goy that keeps Shabbos chayav misa, is chayav misa. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'yoyim v'layla, day and night, lo yishboisu, they're not allowed to rest. Now we're learning that word lo yishboisu means don't keep Shabbos, and it's an instruction to Noach, lo yishboisu, don't keep Shabbos. V'omar mar, and our master has taught us, as horo shalohen, zuhi misasa. Now let's think about this for a moment. The Gemara is applying it to what? The Gemara is applying it to a Tanaic statement or to a Pasuk. It's going on a Pasuk. It's explicit in the Gemara that the principle of Azharason, Zui Misoson, is a Torah principle. Now, by the way, let's just finish the Gemara. It says, Omer Avina Afilu Sheini B'Shabbos. Even if a goy keeps a Monday, he is going to be Chayv Misa. Says the Gemara, V'lichshov Agave Sheva Mitzvahs. Why did you not count Shabbos, the prohibition of doing Shabbos as one of the seven mitzvahs, kikochoshev, when we counted it, sheva al ta'aseh, is things that he mustn't do, and he went and did them. Kum aseh, when he goes actively and does something, lo kochoshev, we don't count it. That means, don't kill is different to don't keep Shabbos. Because don't kill, if he were to kill, he's actively killing. Whereas keeping Shabbos would be passive, and that's why it's not included in the Shiva mitzvahs, b'nai noyach. So what we
how does this prove that this is a Torah source? Though?
Because what are we understanding? The Torah says lo yishpoisu. That's a pasuk, right? Lo yishpoisu. Don't keep Shabbos. Now, how do you know that he gets death penalty? Quotes the Gemara, the principle of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak of Asaros and Zuhi Misoson. Who's Mar? Who's Mar? What does Amar Mar mean? Mar means we learned previously. This is Sanhedrin Nun Ches. And previously, on Nun Zayin, we saw the same principle.
That's so, according to Rashi, though. I think we need to come to
what Alan's saying. And that is that what Rashi means over here is that the principle of Azaros and Zuhi Misoson operates on two levels. On a base level, it's a principle in the Pasuk. Now, the Tana followed the cue of the Pasuk and used the same principle. And therefore, Rashi explained it locally as a Tanaic principle, but actually it's also primarily a Pasuk principle. Rashi's Chiddush is that it's also a Tanaic principle because the Tana follows the pattern of the Pasuk. Because Rashi's explaining to you, I think that's Dafka, the Chiddush of Rashi, that normally we're all familiar from across Shas, the concept of Azaros and Zuhi Misoson as a Torah principle, comes Rashi to tell you that it's in fact also true on a Tanaic level. Not only is it true on a Pasuk level, it's true on a Tanaic level. Now, I want to show you an amazing thing. If you don't mind, I want to just keep going, a bit short on time. I want to try to finish before 9. If you look at the previous source, Rashi, in Maseches Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Now, this Gemara is talking about the halachas of Geirim. When a Ger comes to convert, we know we try and discourage the Ger from converting. And then, once he converts, the very first thing we do is we teach him certain halachas. Which halachas? The Gemara says, look, this is a quote from the Gemara, Modin Oisoi Avon Leket Shichacho Peya. We teach him the prohibitions of Leket, Shichacho, and Peya. Now, it's a very strange first halacha to teach a Goy that's just become a Jew. Why? Explains Rashi, Shelo Yoimru, that the Goy shouldn't say, Ani Malalu, these paupers, Haloiktim Peya Sadeh, that are collecting in my field, Gazlonim Haim, they are thieves. He stands over them, Bahorkom. He goes to fetch his shotgun because they're coming to collect from his field. And he didn't realize that they were actually entitled to. Right? Bedinehem, according to the Goyish law, Shebnei Noyach Husru la Gezel, the Sanhedrin, because a Goy is warned against thievery in Sanhedrin, Vazaroson, Zuimi Soson, and the Azhara is a capital punishment. Now look at the next words in Rashi. Deloy bo hasra. Now Rashi throws in three strange words. What does Rashi explain the principle of Azaros and Zuhi Misoson? A new principle. What's that got to do with it? Until now we said Azaros and Zuhi Misoson means that when the Torah says don't do it, it means you get capital punishment. That didn't mean anything about hasra. Rashi says that's what's included. Lefichach ben noyach nerag al pochus mishave pruta. That's why a goy is put to death even for less than a shave pruta. Because the Gentile victim is particular. He's not prepared to forgo even the tiniest amount. A Jew gives mechila. Now these are very big principles over here. When you steal less than a shave pruta from a Jew, it should be theft. But that's the threshold beneath which every Jew would be moichel. So there's a mechila, and therefore it's not theft. A goy's got a double whammy. Firstly, there's no mechila, so it becomes gezel. And secondly, he doesn't need hasra, so he can't claim it was shoigeg. And thirdly, he gets the death penalty, so therefore he's going to get killed. So the guy fetching his shotgun, he was allowed to do that when he was a goy. When he was a goy, he was allowed to do that. But now that he's a Jew, and the Aniyim were Goyim, correct. When he's living in Fentusdorp or wherever it was, that's how he operated. But now that he's come and become a Jew, so now he's got a problem. So we warn him, don't do it. Don't do that again, because things are different.
So he's a Goyim.
So if a Goy steals, then he's Chayav Misa, whether the Jew does it or the Goy does it. So the point is, now that you're becoming part of the Jewish community, those poor people collecting are different to the Goyish poor people.
So these poor people are Jewish people.
They'd have to be Jewish. Yes, that's what we're saying.
The Goy's not entitled to these things.
Yes. Okay. Now, says the Gemara,
this Goy is a Talmud Chacham. Those are the circumcision, and he doesn't know.
Yeah. In other words, he went from being a Ger Toisha who kept the halachas of Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, and now he's keeping Torah. The rules have changed. Now look, sorry, one second. Just look at the next one. There's another difference by a Jew and a Goy. A Jew is able to return the stolen item, but a Goy, if he steals, not only is he chayv less than a shaveh pruta, and not only does he not get asra, and not only is there a death penalty, but he doesn't have recourse. He can't quickly go and give it back to the guy. There's no concept of hashava, says Rashi. Eino b'chazora, he can't return the item. Ela neherag, he's put to death. By a Jew it says return the lost item, asher gozal. But in Sanhedrin we say, as harason, zuhi misason. And therefore, the kaven she'ovar al achas mizayin mitzvois, nerag. What has Rashi done? He's now got another principle of Azaros and Zoyim Yisosan. And what is that? Loi nitan lai shavot.
Done is done.
What's done is done. You incurred the death penalty and there's no turning around. So we come out, Rashi actually has four levels of Azaros and Zoyim Yisosan. The basic level is on a pasuk, that when the Torah says don't steal, you're going to be put to death. A higher level is on a Tanaic level. When the Tana says there's an Azhara, he means there's an Azhara and a death penalty, right? Now we've also got that a guy doesn't get Hasra. That's part of this principle. And finally, we've got the principle of that there's no recourse, there's no redemption. Now, where did Rashi get all of that from? And let me ask you another question. Where does this principle come from that Azharosan Zuimi Sosan by a guy? What's the basis for this? What is the basis for this? Why can't he fix it up? Why can't he say it was a mistake? He doesn't even get the option of saying it was shoigeg. There's no tshuva.
Unless you're a Kathy, you go confess.
Yeah.
Not going to help you
over here.
Where did he come from?
Oh, there's a nice question. He steals, he's chayv nisa, and then he quickly converts. Interesting question. I don't know. Every convert must have stolen something in his life less than a shaveh pruta. So I would assume that he gets off the hook. So what's going on over here is a fascinating thing, and it's very disturbing. Why should a goy have this principle of asaros and zuim misosan? It's like the child who, you know, he's playing, you know, after bedtime, and he's got his torch under his blanket, and you walk in and you say you're grounded for 3 months. And he's like, you told me don't do it, so I understand. So come, you've got to tell me what the consequence is. How can you be that there's a default consequence to the max, to the maximum? He doesn't have an option of tshuva. But he stole a peanut from someone's peanuts and raisins, right? And we're putting him to death with no option of giving the peanut back. It's an astounding thing, okay? So I want to understand one you saw it from over here, and you've already touched a little bit on it. That is no tshuva. But let's understand something much deeper. And maybe let's look at it on the other side. I'm going to learn some Masilas Yesharim with you. And it's going to tie in with Rosh Hashanah. The Masilas Yesharim says, it's talking about the midah of Zahirus. What is Zahirus? Consciousness, being aware of how serious your actions are and how, like basically a cheshbon nefesh. Now the Masilas Yesharim says, "Vehu Masha Omar Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom." This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said: "Hatzur Tomim Poyaloi." Hashem is completely fair. Kichol Derocha Mishpat. Everything is justice. Kelemunah Ve'Ein Ovel. Hashem is a reliable God, and there is no iniquity. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Roitze BeMishpat. Hashem is completely fair. Hinei Kachu Over Ala Mishpat. Helim Esayim Min Aschus K'moy Min Achoyva. Hashem does not turn his eye away from anything. Everything is fair, both for the positive and the negative. Al Kaini Mishpatu writes, if he wants Mishpat, Tzaruchu Sheyitzeh Nechol Ish Kidrochov. It cuts both ways. It has to be fair in both directions. Ukefri Ma'alolov, exactly what your action is, but Tachlis Adiktuk, with complete accuracy, Bein Letoy, Bein Lemutov, whether for good or bad. Vahainu, that's the meaning of the Pasuk. Kelemunah, that Hashem is reliable. Avain Ovel, Tzadik v'Yosheru, Shapirshu Chazal, LaTzadikim v'LaRishoyim. Is that going? Right, we're both for Tzadikim and for Rishoyim. Kikachu Amida, that's what's fair. V'alakol Udan v'alakol Chaytu Manish v'Ein Limolet. There's no escaping. Now, the previous 10 pages of Masilas Yesharim were showing the accuracy of Hashem's din. There's no getting out of it. Right, there's no getting out of it. V'im toimar, if that's the case, im kai midas harachamim lamahi oimedes, what's rachamim if Hashem has to be so strict? Kevin shall call panim tzarech ledaktek bedin al kol davar, if Hashem has to be so strict on everything. Hatshuva, the answer is, vadai, midas harachamim ikiyumo shel oilam, rachamim is what keeps the world going. Shaloya oimed zelose klal uklal, the world would not survive without rachamim. V'afal pikein, even so, ein midas adin loike, midas adin is not compromised. V'ze, and this is, now this is one of the most basic principles that this Ramchal lays out that every Jew has to know. How do you reconcile all the scary stuff that we read in the parish, in Parshas Kisavoy, with the fact that Hashem supposedly loves us? How do you, there's a tension over there. He says, ki lefi shuras midas, shuras adin mamish, according to absolute midas adin, hayaroi, it would be appropriate, shachoite ya'anesh miyad, that someone who sins would be punished immediately, teichef lechetoi, bliam tona klal, without any delay, begam sha'oinish atzmoi, ye becharoin af. The consequence should be with absolute an outpouring of rage, karo'oi, as is appropriate, lemisha mamre pi haboire yusparach shemoi. The Almighty said, don't do it. And you went and you did it, right? There should be instant and maximum consequence. There should be no repair. In truth, how can you fix what you corrupted? You stole. Very nice, you gave me it back. But in that instant that you stole, you went against the Rotzen Abore. Hashem said, don't. Hareisha rotzach adam is chaveru, someone murders. Hareisha no'af, someone that commits immorality. Ech yuchal etaken adover hazeh, how can you fix it? Ha yuchal lahasir amayse osu min ha-metzius. Can you take it out of reality? It's a reality. Omnam, midas harachamim hi ha-noisenes, midas harachamim in what gives, hefech ha-shloish edvarim shezacharnu. The reverse, the converse of what we've said. Dahainu, that is. Number one, you can number these. Sheyiten zman lachoite. That there's a delay, there's a delayed reaction. V'lo yikachayt min ha'oretz miyad kishachata. That's number one. It's not instant, I think they call it instant karma. Okay, I don't know if you've ever heard of that. They have these, whatever, that guys, you know, God does something wrong and the next thing a bus comes past and takes him out. V'sha'oynesh atzmoy lo yi'ad lekalo. And the punishment is not to absolute destruction. And tshuva is given to the sinner b'chesed gamur, with absolute chesed. Now the next words are stunning. He says, shetechashev akiras harotzoin, that you can consider the uprooting of the desire, kakiras hamaitse, like you uprooted the deed. And that's a magical thing, that regret can reverse out the reality is a magical thing. Dahainu, shebiyois hashav makires chetoi, when the person, the penant, does recognizes his sin, umoide boy and acknowledges it, umispoinen ara'asa and thinks about his evil, v'shav umischaret oleoch alav charata gmura, and he has absolute charata, demei kara, kecharatas haneder mamish, like the technical requirements that are needed for charata, a regret to undo a neder. This is, by the way, in two lines, the Ramchal defines tshuva for you. This is like a summary of the whole of Sefer Shaarei Tshuva. Shumisnachem legamrei, he completely regrets, v'yachofetz umishtoikek, and he wants and he desires, shema'oilam lo yoyonase adovar hahu, that this thing never happened, umitztair beliboy tzar chazak, and he has big pain in his heart, al shikvarnase adovar, that this has been done, v'oizev oise lahaba, and he lets it go for the future. Uberach mimenu, and he flees from it. Hina akiras hadover miritzoinot, taking it out of his rotzoin. Yechashev loy ka akiras haneder miskapeloy. It's like taking away the neder, and it takes away the reality of the action. Vumash omer akosuv. So what the pasuk says: v'sar avinecho, your sins will be cleaned away. V'chatoschot tochupar. Sha'avon sar mamish, the avera is taken out of reality entirely. Me'amitzi is from reality, v'ne'ekar, and is uprooted, v'masha achshav mitztar misnachem asho elem afraya. That's the koyach of rachamim. Rachamim gives you a window, delayed reaction, and then when it comes, it doesn't come in its full force. And in the interim, you can undo it. This is the magic of tshuva, the power to do tshuva. And these words here, I must say, in Yeshiva, they used to have a Musa Seder before Tkiyah Shofar. And everyone used to learn something. This paragraph is what one needs to be learning. Because this is the description of the power of Tshuva, but also the massive challenge of doing it properly. And there, v'zeh chesed v'adai she'ena mishura sadin. That's chesed, but we don't have time now. You can read it on your own. But the Ramchal says that if you still don't do it, and you don't use it, then boom, it clicks in, and it clicks in with a full fury, because midas hadin has to function. So what we have here is like, you know, you can go to the shop and you have to pay the cash up front and it really hurts, or you get a labor, or you get paid in installments. These are all methods, but in the end of the day, you pay that money, right? But Hashem says there's ways to fix it as well. What I want to say, and this is the basic yesod we see, the guy, we don't need a reason why that's the case. That's the default. The default is, as harason, zui misason, you stepped out of line. You went against mitzvahs hamelech. Hashem said, don't do X. You lose your schus kiyum. You don't have a justification to exist in the world. That's the principle of a goy. And there's no principle of asro. And there's no tshuva. And there's no nothing. And there's no mechila from the friends. That's an interesting thing, that it's even less than shavei pruta. But one second. So that comes out. That's the klal of azarosin zui misosin. And on the as opposed to that, what's bar Jew? But an azarosu malkuson. What's malkus? That's what the Tosfos said. That malkus is bimkoi misa. What is malkus? We take you within an inch of death. You look at the parasha of malkus, about half killing the guy. Because what that's the rachamim of that you did what Hashem said don't do. You should lose your schus kiyum, that will take you within an inch, and then you'll do tshuva. And by the way, as they were hitting him, what were they saying? Vahu rachum. What does it mean? Vahu rachum. He's merciful. Yechaper oven. He cleans away our virus. Velo yashchis. Doesn't wipe you out entirely. Vehir bo lahashiv apo. He delays his anger. Right? Velo yair kol chamosoi. Even when it comes, it doesn't come in its full force. Right? That is the principle of rachamim. The pasuk of Vahu rachum, as they're smacking him, it's the biggest chesed that you stepped out of reality. Someone who does an avera steps out of metzius. An avera is not just, you cease to have the right to exist. And look at the chesed of Hashem. And he gives us Rosh Hashanah, he gives us Yom Kippur and Tshuva and all of these things. That's the koyach. Now, I think what Russell's going to ask is that this is on a basedin level. I don't know if that's what you're going to ask, but it's interesting that I'm using the punishments on earth to understand a system in Shemayim. But I think that Hashem gave us these punishments to match the ultimate system. Sorry, I interrupted you. Yeah. So you're saying that in practice we see tzaddik v'raloi, rosh v'toivloi. It's interesting. That's a very good question. But it's interesting that in its pristine form, in the legal justice system that Hashem regulates in the Torah, this is how it's supposed to be, right? But you're saying in Metzias we don't see that. That's a basic question of why bad things happen to good people, right? So that we can understand, I mean, that's Sunday morning's share. Please God, I'm giving a share about that. Why bad things happen? What's our approach to that? But you want to know that the fact is that Hashem does delay. And well, okay. So how do we understand tzaddik v'raloi? But the basic principle of rosh v'toivloi is that Hashem's patience is to destroy him, right? Hashem's patience is to destroy him. That really, once he becomes a rosha, he loses his schus kiyum even in the next world and gets certain things paid out and his din over there. In other words, what I'm really saying is that is atzur tamim poyaloi. If you look on Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Hazinu, that is strict justice. The strict justice is give him a little nice Ferrari now or whatever, and it's, you know, all the shtuyot that he's going to have, because in the next world he's lost everything.
There is misa in Hashem's eyes. Basically, you give him misa, misa.
Yes, and Hashem says Hashem gives him a payout, and that's it. Get lost. Here, take your thing and get lost.
So that gives him misa, would he get anything?
So, yeah, I think that what we're saying, and very interesting, I think what your point highlights something fascinating, is that Basedin represents the deeper system of what's really going on. We don't see it in the world, but that's the truth. It is the truth of what's functioning in the world. Wow. Okay, let's stop over here. Yeah.
when Hashem put into the world the middah of Din and Rachamim.
Yes.
And then we, well, then the Beis Din or the Sanhedrin then apply that. They choose to apply the Rachamim to the Yidden and the...
Well, it's not that the Beis Din choose to. The Torah said that the Goyim run on the basic system and the Jews have a special system.
So where does it say in the Torah that they...
That what?
That the Goyim have... They must,
well,
go,
that's our whole sugya over here. Hazaros and Zuyim Sason. The default, they get the default, and a Jew gets a special treatment, which is Malkus.
Okay.
Right? That's what's coming out over here. I better run.